What Am I Chewing is brought to you by the Cage Club Podcast Network. For more podcasts about movies and nostalgia, visit cageclub.me. That's cageclub.me. Welcome to another episode of What Am I Chewing? I'm Jordan Poland Clark. With me is Kara Gail O'Regan.
Hello.
And, well, we have some more snacks.
So, yeah, we do.
Kara, do you want to go first or do you want me to go first?
Sure. Do you want to hear the history of this snack?
Absolutely. I will say that right before we started recording, she almost dropped it all over herself.
I already forgot that happened.
Oh, yeah. It sounded like there was a kerfuffle. She didn't drop it all over herself.
Moving and being in bed. So that would have been a bad situation.
We just learned that we both record from our beds.
But honestly, like, where else would we record?
I have a chair. Sometimes I'm in my chair, but...
I mean, I do have a desk, but, like, fuck that.
I mean, I use my chair sometimes because it's really comfy, and it was my grandpa's chair.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. Yeah, when he died, I was like, I want that chair. Come on. So I got the chair.
Nice.
It's nice. Him and my grandma used to sit in their chairs and watch TV, and that was, like, their activity. Aww. And so they were, like, very specific about their chairs. Anyway. But now I just keep clothes on it because my dresser is too small for my clothes, and I don't put clothes away anyway, if I'm being honest.
No, me neither. I'm very bad at it, and it drives me crazy. But what am I supposed to do? They just keep coming, you know?
All you're going to do is wear them again?
Like, exactly.
I don't get it. Anyway, okay, on to the snacks. Mm-hmm. Tell me the history of your snack.
Okay, so I had a real weird day. I woke up, I wasn't feeling great. So I had like 2 handfuls of cereal for breakfast, which was a mistake. And then I went to Walgreens to pick up a bunch of prescriptions. And I was like, oh, what a perfect opportunity to stock up on snacks for when we record tonight. So I bought like a bunch of junk food. And I ate a bunch of junk food, like, when I got home because I hadn't eaten lunch, and I was like, oh, I'll just eat this now, which was also stupid. Total mistake. Because it was, like, a bunch of different things that didn't go together very well, and so I felt
you're having the Brian Rodriguez problem.
Yep. So then I was like, oh, no, I've made a huge mistake. So then I wound up making something else entirely. That is something that I eat often.
Okay. So. Is it more than one food put together?
Yeah.
Okay. Does it have vegetables in it?
It does not.
Does it have fruit in it?
It does.
It has fruit in it. Okay. I'm going to guess. Is it just one kind of fruit?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is it an apple?
It is an apple.
It is an apple. Okay.
I mean, it's October.
Yep.
And I'm me. So that was a pretty good guess. Do you want to guess what kind of apple?
I don't know that many kinds of apples, but I'll try. A Honeycrisp.
It is not.
A Fuji.
Mm-mm.
A Pink Lady.
Mm-mm.
A Granny Smith.
Nope.
Those other ones that are green but not really green?
No. I don't know what you're talking about, but no.
I don't know what to never mind. A Macintosh.
No.
I don't think I know any more kinds of apples than that.
Well, wine sap apples came into season last week. I was very excited about that because
I've never heard of that kind
of one
of
my
apple.
Faves.
Can you describe it?
They're pretty big, but not as big as like a Crispin, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like a really dark red on the outside, and then the inside is like white and hard, and it's delicious. And it's like not exactly an heirloom apple, because actually maybe it is. I read about them last week, and now I already forget. But it's like it's a kind of apple that doesn't... Yes, it's an old apple cultivar of unknown origin, dating back to at least American colonial times. But they used to be really popular, and then they stopped being popular because they're a very juicy apple. So they were mostly grown for making juice. But then juice apples don't cost, like, they don't sell for as much. So people stopped growing them because they're like, we want to make more money. So the more, like, popular apples were chosen over the wine sap. But I live close to an orchard, and I have finally figured out how to maximize my apple consumption over the course of apple season, which is not to go apple picking, because you go one time and it's like whatever happens to be in season that week, and you have to get like a giant bushel of apples, and so you wind up eating 15 of the same apple, and then like the rest of them rot on your kitchen counter.
Yeah, it's always too many apples.
Yeah, but the orchard has a great farm store where I buy most of my produce. So I go back once a week, and every week there's different apples. And I only buy as many as I can eat in a week, which is great.
All right, sounds like a good system.
But the apple is only part of what I'm eating.
Okay, are you dipping it in something?
No.
Is it, you are?
No.
No.
Oh.
You've
Sorry. Gross burps.
have you how else can you eat an apple with something else besides dipping it in something?
Come on, Jordan.
Okay.
There are so many other ways to eat
I know.
apples.
I know. Okay. You've mixed it with something?
Yes.
Is it cheese?
No. Although, actually, that's not a bad combination of things. I don't know why I said no in a way that would indicate that. I think that's disgusting because actually, it's pretty good.
Okay, you've mixed it. Did you cook the apple?
Kind of.
You kind of cooked it. Did you bake it?
No.
Did you put it in a pan?
No.
Did you put it in a toaster?
No.
Don't know how else you could kind of cook it. Because you didn't put it in the microwave.
Yeah, I did.
You put it in the microwave? Okay. Cool. You put it in the microwave. Is the thing you mixed it with so hard? Is the thing you mixed it with like carbohydrate based?
Yes. Well, part
Okay.
of it is.
Part of it is. Is it only one other thing?
It's two other things. So I would say that
Two
this
other.
has three main parts. One of them is apples, one of them is carbohydrate based, and one of them is not.
And it's not a vegetable. Is the other one dairy based? Okay. Is it ice cream?
No.
Is it yogurt?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Apples and yogurt.
Greek
Is
yogurt, to be specific.
it plain Greek yogurt?
Yes.
Okay. Did you mix in some oats?
I did.
Oh, just regular oats?
Yeah.
Did you mix in some cinnamon too?
I did.
Oh, okay, what else? I'm trying to think what else I would put in there. Did you mix in some honey?
No.
Oh. Is there other things in there?
Well,
Are they
at least one other thing. Two. One other thing.
are they spices?
No.
Wait, you've microwaved your yogurt?
No. You put the yogurt in afterwards.
What did you microwave?
Oatmeal. It's
Oh.
oatmeal.
It's warm oatmeal?
Yeah, I use like plain oats and microwave them, and I cut up the apple and put them in there with it so that it microwaves with it. So it's not totally cooked, but it's like partially cooked in the apple or in the
That
oatmeal.
sounds good. I've never done that before.
Yeah, oh, it's great.
I'll have to try it.
And it takes like 4 minutes.
But you put other things. There's two more things in it.
What did you say so far?
Cinnamon.
Oh,
But
yeah,
not
there's two
honey.
more than
Not
one.
honey. Brown sugar.
No.
Are they spice based?
No.
Oh, they're like real things.
Not sure how to answer that
They're
question.
not like flavor enhancers. They're like
I would say one of them is. One's a flavor enhancer and one is a texture enhancer.
It's not, is it salt?
No, but there is also salt in this.
Is it, did you put, no. I'm trying to figure out what you meant by texture. Did you put, what?
No, what was your question?
I can't, I'm trying to figure out what you meant by texture. Were you, what kind of texture were you trying to change? Were you trying to make it more, like, hardy? Or were you trying to make it more liquidy?
More hardy.
Okay.
Balance out the mushiness.
Okay.
And actually, the other ingredient, the flavor enhancer, would make this more liquidy. But I put that in with the microwavable stuff.
Maple syrup.
Yes.
Yeah.
As someone who lives in Vermont, that should have been way earlier, guess.
Honey makes more sense to me, but maple syrup
really?
is what I would do. Is like I think more delicious, and also I am in Vermont.
I don't think that honey and cinnamon go that well together.
Oh really? I think they're okay.
I mean they're fine.
I don't love honey though.
Mm. Yeah, it depends on the honey. I do love honey, but it depends on the honey.
Okay. There's one more thing.
Yes.
Is it also grain-based? Or, like, carbohydrate-based?
No.
No. Is it... I feel like I'm gonna start guessing colors. Is it brown?
No.
Is it red?
No.
Is it orange?
No.
Is it yellow?
No.
Is it black?
No.
Is it white?
No.
Is it green?
Yeah.
It's green? You put something green in there. That enhanced your texture. It's not a vegetable.
No. Well, technically it's a vegetable byproduct? It is created by vegetables, if that makes any sense.
It does, but it's not helpful. is it crunchy?
Kind of.
Does it taste sweet or salty?
Neither, but it's not sweet. I would describe the flavor as more earthy, maybe?
Earthy.
Nutty, even though it's not nuts. Because as we've previously established, I have nut allergy.
Is it a seed?
It is a seed.
Okay, it's a seed. Is it a green seed? Mm-hmm. I don't think I know of any green seeds. I can think of what they look like, but I don't know what they're called.
Do you want me to tell you?
Yeah.
Pumpkin seeds.
Oh, pumpkin seeds are green?
Pumpkin seeds. On the inside, yeah. Because they're shelled.
But they're white on the outside.
Yeah, but those are garbage.
I almost said, should have said it. That's like the most fall meal that you're having.
I actually usually eat this for breakfast every morning, but... I couldn't stand up for long enough to do that this morning, so.
Okay.
Oh, it took almost 20 minutes.
Your snack had a lot of parts.
It did have a lot of parts, yeah.
Okay.
But I'm very good at fall. I excel at the season, even though I feel like shit.
Is it? Do you have any leaves there?
Yeah, of course. What do you mean?
We don't.
Like, all the leaves fell?
We do, but like... It's, like, not great. Like, everything went from, like, green to brown.
Oh, wow.
It's really sad. I think we broke the earth.
Yeah, maybe.
It was like nothing like what it has been like here.
That's unfortunate. Did you have like a sudden large change in temperature?
Yeah, a couple of times. And it rained a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, like whatever you had was the same here, but probably more extreme from like cold to warm.
Hmm. Interesting.
It's really sad. All right, I'm going to open my snack.
Okay.
You got mad at me last time I pre-opened it, so I'm opening it now.
Okay, and I'm just going to finish chewing.
Okay.
Oh.
I'm chewing mine.
You're chewing, but I still have a mouthful.
Yeah, you can chew. We can just chew together.
No, my jaw is too loud. It makes a clicking noise. So it's hard to listen and chew at the same time. Also, your chewing sounds are very faint. So I'm led to believe that this is something soft.
Yeah, it's pretty soft.
Perhaps gooey?
Part of it is, yeah.
Is the center gooey?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I give up. I don't know.
Are there very many foods where the outside is gooey, but the middle isn't?
I'm sure that there are. I just can't think of them at the moment.
I'm sure that there are too, but that sounds messy.
Is it a donut?
Nope.
I love a jelly donut. Is it candy?
Nope.
Is it some sort of dumpling?
No.
Yeah, there are very few sounds except for the occasional kind of squish.
I could like chew with my mouth open, but that would just be mouth noises and not like chewing sounds, you know?
Hmm. Okay, so it's not. Is it a cookie?
It's not branded as a cookie, but it really is a cookie.
Oh, is it a breakfast food? Like a cookie disguised as breakfast food?
Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty much.
Okay, breakfast cookie, Fig Newton. No, I don't think they're. I don't think that they're trying to pretend they're anything they're not.
Those are just, like, unpopular cookies, Fig Newtons.
They're so good, though.
I want to try one now. I haven't had a Fig Newton since I was, like, 6 years old.
Yeah. And I think I'm thinking of, like, the, like, fig bars that I get at the health food store that have, like, a delicious, grainy, crumbly outside and not actual Fig Newtons, which are probably pretty disgusting. Do like figs though.
I will say that the thing that I am eating was much better when I was like 12.
Okay. So this is something that a middle schooler might have in their lunch bag.
Maybe.
Or get out of the vending machines at school if their school is cool and has vending machines.
My school did have this in the vending machine.
Okay.
I think.
Is it?
It's also making so many crumbs in my bed.
Oh, no. Okay, so it's crummy. That's important information to have. Is it something like made by Hostess or a similar
No.
Oh, man. I have no idea. But it's sweet?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Not that this is helpful, but I looked at how many calories was in it before we started recording, and I was shocked.
How many servings in the package?
What kind of package? Like the package I just opened?
Well, yeah, I mean, usually if you like looked at the calories of something, at
Oh,
the
yeah.
very top it would say like
So,
serving size.
there's two servings.
But it seems like it would be a one serving thing.
Well, you would not. Nobody opens
Oh,
the
are you eating
package.
Pop-Tarts?
Yes! Nobody opens a package of Pop-Tarts and only eats one of them.
I do sometimes,
What are you, a
'cause by the time I
monster?
get to the end of the first one, my skin is burning a little bit. That's when I eat things that have a lot of corn syrup.
Oh,
Sometimes it
because there's
feels,
corn in them.
yeah.
You shouldn't eat them then.
Well, no, duh, but like I'm not a monster. My boyfriend buys them sometimes and then
What
like doesn't
kind?
eat them. He usually gets the cherry ones, which are really good.
So, the ones I'm eating. Okay. Each one has 200 calories.
That sounds like
That
what I'd
seems like a
expect.
lot. Really? I thought
Really?
it. I don't know.
I would
Maybe.
expect them
I
to be
don't
more, honestly.
know. What's your favorite flavor of Pop-Tart?
Oh, that's a good question. Oh, because I didn't grow up eating them a lot. Like, the only ones we ever had were strawberry, which are great. I mean, the classic frosted strawberry, you really can't go wrong with. I really do like the cherry ones. The s'mores ones are disgusting, and I hate them so much. But I don't like marshmallows, so that's probably why. Oh, the brown sugar? Or maybe they're cinnamon. I don't
No,
know.
they're I
Brown ones.
yeah.
I like those. Those are good. I just hate the like super duper dry, crumbly, crummy edges. You
Yeah.
know, the ones that are getting all over your bed right now.
It's like all over my bed. I bought, so they're making right now Pop-Tart splits with a Z.
Okay.
And so each Pop-Tart has two kinds of Pop-Tart in it.
What a time to
And
be alive.
this was drizzled sugar cookie and frosted brownie batter. But I
Wow.
have to say, the filling, like there was barely any filling.
Yeah, I feel like the amount of filling in a Pop-Tart has declined steeply over the
Right?
years.
Well,
For
I was
sure.
wondering if I was just like remembering it
No.
wrong.
No, Pop-Tarts definitely. There was more filling. Because like they're always just trying to make things as cost efficient as possible to produce, you know? So there was definitely there used to be more filling.
This was like if I closed my eyes, I wouldn't even be able to tell that it was two different things. That's how little filling there was.
Wow. That's disappointing. I also
It was disappointing.
wonder if those wind up having less than like the single flavor
Well, that
ones.
was my other thought, was like maybe it's just because this is a different kind of Pop-Tart.
Yeah. Well, good job, us. We
Well, we
cracked the
made it.
case.
This may be the longest one yet. Yours had a lot of layers.
I know. Yeah. Sorry.
Don't be. Don't be. Just hope it kept everyone on their toes.
Yeah.
I hope people were sitting at home yelling pumpkin seeds at me when I couldn't guess pumpkin seeds.
Yes, they're definitely doing that. I hope that it makes up for the rest of the poor choices that I made today.
All right, thanks for listening. We'll be back in 2 weeks with another episode of What Am I Chewing? Bye.
Bye.